after we take three steps backwards at the end of Kaddish, we bow to the left when we say Oseh Shalom B'Mromav, and then we bow to the right when we say Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, and we bow straight forward when we say V'al Kol Yisrael B'Mru Amen. So why do we do that? So we bow to the left because that is God's right. If we bow to our left, so if we're facing the Shekhinah, so we're facing, as it were, the right to God's throne, as it were. And this right side of God's throne is where the angel, the Malach Michael, stands at the right of Hashem's throne. And he is the angel of mercy. So we first bow facing the angel of mercy. And then we bow to the right, which is Hashem's left. And to the left of Hashem's throne, as it were, is the angel Gavriel. And he is the angel of justice. So we turn to Hashem, we turn to his right, we turn to his left. We ask for mercy, we ask for justice. And then we bow forward to Hashem himself, because only Hashem resolves all conflicts and unifies all forces in the universe, because mercy and justice are in conflict. Sometimes we need justice, sometimes we need mercy. And the truth is, this is the line of Shalom, Oseh Shalom B'Mromav, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. This is the line of Shalom, where we ask for Shalom, which is not simply peace as the absence of war, but there's something positive about it. There's something harmonious about it. It's about taking different values, different forces, and creating Shalom between them, creating harmony between them. And that's what we're doing here. We're trying to achieve a balance of both Hashem's Rachmim and Hashem's Din, Hashem's mercy and Hashem's justice, and only Hashem can do that. And therefore, this is what we ask for at the end of Kaddish, both justice and mercy, and specifically the right balance.